Our school, as you said, joined in the pilot program called Walk to Wellness, which was initiated by Cavan Sports Partnership and Bodywise as well. And what it entailed was a six-week program where our transition years and our first years worked on it together. It was a kind of a buddy system or a mentoring program where our transition years each paired off with a first-year student, and they went walking each week for 6 weeks. And we used, we were lucky here, we have a walking track at Templeport GAA grounds, which is just next door to the school, and we used that. It was a safe environment, flat terrain. So whether you were just a beginner with your fitness or your exercise, or whether you were advanced, it didn't really matter. Everyone was able to participate in it. So I suppose from one point of view, it was a great mentoring program where the first years, I suppose, the sixth class students during the last lockdown never got to finish their primary school education. And it was new and daunting, I suppose, coming into secondary school where everything was so different in our setup, where they had to wear masks, where we had to keep the social distancing going, where they were in base rooms, there was little movement. So their experience of their post-primary education was a little bit different than what they would have expected it to be. And they needed the support and those conversations, maybe from an older student, to encourage them, to maybe motivate them and have those conversations. And certainly talking to the first years, they felt that they had somebody then to go to in the school if they needed to speak to somebody, maybe other than a staff member or other than the tutor or their year head, that they had an older student who would support them maybe in their transition into post-primary education. But from the other aspect of it, I suppose the awareness of the fitness and exercise aspect, the students started using Fitbits, and they started tracking their steps and their progress each week. And I suppose that became a kind of a competitive streak for some of them as well, where they were maybe, it was acted as a catalyst maybe to motivate them to do a little bit more. I suppose some students felt, speaking to some of the transition years, felt that they were fit and they were doing lots of exercise. But then when they started looking at their steps, they realised actually maybe they weren't getting in as much as they thought they were until they seen it being counted. So that that whole aspect of it was quite good, and a fun element of it as well, you know, where they were doing their charts and tracking their progress every week.
I do wonder, you mentioned there that, you know, you'd done this in conjunction with other organisations that include Bodywise, and I know that things like Fitbits and that can sometimes be a catalyst in maybe a negative way as well, in that it would encourage people maybe to fixate on that kind of thing. I don't know if that was something that was ever kind of even broached in any topics, or, you know, the idea of moderate exercise or just managing your exercise as well.
Yeah, that was a discussion certainly we would have had with our students, that that, you know, they could track their steps and see their movement, and that exercise was important, and to, I suppose, get the heart rate up and get that going, and the importance of that. And it was all outdoors, so they had the mindfulness and the well-being aspect of it as well. But certainly just it was more, I suppose, the mentoring process as well as the little bit of exercise to get moving, but to encourage students not to overdo this, you know, that everyone goes at their own pace. And I suppose the fact that they were buddied up together, it kind of kept the balance, I suppose, that some students, you know, you had to work with the student and go at their pace as well. So it kind of kept people grounded in that sense. But certainly the message that movement and exercise is important, but we don't overdo it, and we don't get fixated, as you say, Sheila, on counting those steps and get drawn into that. It can be damaging as well for young people.
I don't know if you ever, even anecdotally, and you don't have to be specific, but what kind of topics did any of the first years or the 6 years report that were kind of coming back as main things that were brought up? Was it school related or home related or...
Yeah, it was just the general little things, I suppose, that they were worried about. You know, the masks were one thing, and the organisational skills, I think, are always, well, certainly the masks because of the COVID, the whole issue with COVID. That was new to them, and they were very quiet in themselves. Our first year group were very quiet in themselves. A lot of the students, when we returned to school, I suppose, there was that element of being afraid to speak behind the mask, because in a big classroom situation, it was quite difficult to hear students speaking, you know what I mean, with the masks on. So there were little conversations had about that, and just the transition years were encouraging them to, you know, talk up, and just their teacher will hear them, and to use their voice as well. The other areas, I suppose, were just the organisation, getting used to, there were some movement, naturally enough, for practical classes and option subjects where students would have to move out of their base room. So it was just those whole ideas of getting organised. In relation to the school organisation for us going back, I suppose our students were using boxes to contain all their materials, so they had them close to them. The lockers is always an issue, certainly with first years getting organised for classes. But our students also have a device. We're a device-led school, so all our students have their own device. So everything was contained on that. So that actually was a conversation they had as well, that they felt the devices were good. And the transition years have been so used to using devices, they were encouraging them to say, well, this app is good. And sometimes if you want to look up different supports, there's different programs that we would use for maths and for studying or looking up certain topics and videos and so on. So there were those conversations had as well, which I think calmed their fears and worries. But I know school life was different when we returned. The general things of having our sports day wasn't going to happen. Little trips that we would take, that whole induction process of bringing our first years away on a little trip so that they could get to know each other. There was that I suppose broke down with the whole scenario with COVID. So there was certainly a lot of the aspects of socialisation, I suppose you call it, for our first years that didn't happen. And this certainly was one way that involved them in the school community and involved them with other students in the school community and allowed the opportunity. Because it was outdoors, I suppose there was fresh air. We have blessed with beautiful scenery down in West Cavan and Sheila, so we are with mountains and lakes and everything. So there was that, I suppose, well-being aspect, being outdoors, taking in that fresh air, being a little bit active, and it relaxed students definitely, both transition years and first years.
Yeah, it does. It's these little worries that we don't even think of now, you know, because we're in the midst of a pandemic, so the concerns are very much focused on that. But there are concerns that little things that people mightn't feel like they're validated in bringing forward at the moment. So it does sound like it definitely did that.
Yeah, definitely did that. You know, I just think the whole school experience was daunting, and I still think it is daunting with our students online at home in their homes. You know what I mean? Not getting to see their friends every day, and even talking to students in class, just asking how they're getting on and touching base with them. You know, that's something as teachers we do naturally pick up in our classes. If they, you know, we were able to read our students, we're able to pick up on body language sometimes in a class, and it's very hard behind a screen to pick up on that. So I know when we got back to school when we got back in September and we organised this programme, it just allowed those opportunities for conversations to happen, and that support they got from an older mentor in the school just gave them that little bit more confidence. First years tend to lack that little bit of confidence. Naturally enough, they're the youngest group in the school. They're moving into a bigger school, a lot more people, a lot more teachers, and it's daunting. It's a daunting process for them. But certainly, I think with the whole COVID situation and trying to manage it and sanitising and wiping and cleaning and all of that, that added an extra burden to them. So this certainly was an outlet in a situation where they weren't getting away on the usual trips or matches or games or activities that would normally go on. This Walk to Wellness program was something that was, I think, very, very good for our school and for our students to be involved in as an activity. And I would encourage other schools maybe to try it out and get in touch with Cavan Sports Partnership to sign up for it. It was definitely beneficial for our students.